Mary, did you know
Okay,
that your
Christmas.
baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you've delivered will soon deliver you.
Come on.
Mary, did you know?
Okay, verse. That girl good. Say
Hey,
chocolate. White chocolate.
fresh vanilla, everybody.
Listen, that is actually one of my favorite
Girl,
Christmas songs.
Casino
And
did his thing on that one.
I was just gonna say, CeeLo is my favorite version of it too. Like,
Man,
it
I
is
think
so
the first
good.
time I heard that version, I was driving home. I think I was working like second shift. I was driving home and they played it. And I legit was like, Mary,
Did you know?
did you know, girl? Thank you, Jesus.
Shoot. Hallelujah. Listen, that's the church kid at heart talking about Mary, did you know it's your favorite Christmas song?
Right.
But
Right.
Jesus is the
Reason
reason
not.
for the season, yeah.
It's the nah. You gotta hit that nah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Free. Yeah. Well,
Oh,
no.
yes, he is. Yeah. Sorry.
Listen, we don't know about no Silent Night around. No, Santa Claus is coming to town around here.
We say sanctified and filled. Hallelujah.
Right. We know. Mary, did you know? And
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-bum-bum.
ba-ra-ba-bum-bum.
A newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-bum-bum.
Ba-ra-ba-bum-bum.
I ain't gonna get into it because I was singing Christmas songs all damn day. Let
Listen,
me.
but we will do Silent Night because we're gonna
In
do
my mind.
do do do. I want you to be free. I wanted to. I was gonna do that, but I was.
Why do they think that's the way to start Silent Night? Like, that
Listen.
intro to Silent Night is so
Now
black.
hear what I say.
Nigga,
I
you
want
supposed to
you
be
to
talking about a
listen
silent
to
night.
me. We miss you. We wish you a Merry Christmas to you. I was gonna sing that one, but it's too many parts. I said I can't be all the
It
Temptations. At, I can't
is.
be all the Temptations
You
by myself.
can't. You cannot.
I
Oh,
can't.
well. Well, welcome to another episode of Two Chicks Talking Shit. It's your girl, Fee and T, and we are, listen, I'm gonna tell y'all right now, this all y'all getting for 2023.
This is
So
it.
this is it. So we go sprinkle a little tea out there, and then we go jump right into
So long,
2023.
farewell. We'll see you in 2024.
Right, we're gonna give y'all a little year in review, so we ain't gonna hold you real long, but we gonna jump right into it. So it's your bestie, Miss
I don't wanna be messy. Just bless
Don't
me.
test me, bless me. I was
Just
like.
bless me. Like, okay, bar.
List
She give me
is
all.
your bestie, Miss Westie. That's fire. You hear me? Hot
Listen.
fire.
She gave y'all bars. Y'all listen. These kids said, listen. We are going to monopolize on the fact that our parents are famous.
Listen, nepotism is real. She
They
got an
said,
in. Adonis got an in. All these kids talk about, yeah, I'm about to drop some bars. I
they
got some
like,
heat.
look, EP me.
Exactly.
I
But
need
if
that. They said, I need that EP. I want to be executive producer.
Right. If you don't know what we're talking about, Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign have an album coming out. It will be called Vultures. And last night he had a listening party in Miami. And one of the features on the album is none other than Miss Northwest herself. And Kanye was trying to hide it, but that man was giving proud daddy the whole time.
Right. Like, just be proud.
He had the little shirt over his head. Right. He was like
bobbing through it. Though.
You could say he was cheesing. He loved it. He loved every minute.
Jumping up and down with her bars. As you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She did good. I think it was cool. You know, I listened to a few other of the songs. It sounds like it's gonna be legit. So obviously he did it with Ty Dolla $ign. Features with Lil Durk is on there. Chris mm-hmm. Brown is on there. Mm-hmm. Kodak Black is on there. And I want to stay there for a moment because everybody else looked real wholesome on stage, you know, laughing, joking, you know, doing their little bars or listening to the song. And mind you, Northwest is there. She's 11.
Okay.
Why was he on stage smoking a blunt the whole time?
Who? Like,
Kodak.
Read the room, my guy.
He has a drug problem. And I don't think he's supposed to be doing no drugs. I thought he was on probation or something.
I think he has a mental problem, but that's not my call.
It's not. I'm not going to put that on him, but there's something going on.
I think
on
he
there.
Has an IEP.
What are we supposed to call him? A remedial learner?
Right. Is it? No, it's not remedial learner. It's a special learner?
No.
Is it?
I thought it was remedial learner.
No, it's special learner.
No, it's not.
He's a special learner.
I'm a text toy right now.
Right. I think it's special learner.
No, it's what do you call? What do you call slow kids now?
Irregular learner?
Remedial learning?
It's not remedial because that doesn't help. I don't think it's remedial because that doesn't help at all.
We'll come back to it, but I'm trying to think of the term because we were out with our friends and we was talking about, you know, kids who have IEP or a program that, you know, tells you about their learning disability or whatever, and you're not supposed to say that they're slow or the R word or
special learner.
They don't call it special education anymore.
Specialized learner.
It's remedial learner. I'm telling you,
I don't think it is. I don't.
So we gonna come back to that as soon as I see this text message come through. I'm saying it. I guarantee you it's remedial, and he is like he did not read the room, so that upset me. But other than that, it looked like it really looks like Kanye is in a good place right now, just from his, you know, actions, and he's smiling and seems kind of like normal yay again.
Mm-hmm.
But he is bipolar. Is it
exceptional learner?
Mm-mm. They are not exceptional.
I mean,
they are an exception.
Okay.
We gonna come back to it. She gonna right. Okay. It's fine. So that was cool. It was cool to see Northwest, and she sounded really good too. It wasn't that she was just a kid, but she actually sounds like she gonna have some pipes on her. So we shall
see. Your bestie, miss. I just love the fact that these kids are out here. Like, I'm creative. I want to do it. They're not afraid. Mm-hmm. They're not shy. They're mm-hmm. not. They're not doing like we did, where your mama be like, "Come on down here and show me the dance."
She replied, "It's diverse learner."
Oh damn, we both was wrong. He's a diverse learner. You talk about remedial. I knew it wasn't remedial. Diverse learner. Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm gonna tell her this will be featured on the podcast.
Title. That's the title. Diverse learner. We're going to send it to you. Diverse learner.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Speaking of diverse learners, this whole Tory Lanez, Meg Thee Stallion, Party, Fontaine, and Kelce, like all of this drama that's going on the interwebs today, I am over it. I do not want to talk about Meg getting shot anymore. I do not understand. I know a lot of appeals are happening. Like Tory really want to get out of jail. And so his bodyguard slash driver gave a witness statement, and he told his side of the story and essentially was saying they was fighting with Kelce, and Tory was fighting with the gun in their hand. Like one of them was trying to get the gun from the other one, and Meg got shot, and he ain't see who shot Meg. And so
I'm over it.
yes. So Meg's like, I'm really trying to get over being shot. So she don't really want to talk about it. But then her ex-boyfriend Party is on the internet talking stuff. You know, he, dropped that diss record or whatever. And she like, if I didn't say your name, why are you triggered? Like, what?
I don't understand that with people. Like, if I don't directly, if I don't say your name directly, if I don't say such a did this, or such a I'm mad at such a because of this, or I don't fuck with such a because of this, or such, like why are you up in arms about it? Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. And so Meg went live today or last night. Yeah, I think today. And she's really just over it. She's very frustrated, and she has the right. But what I think she needs to learn is she is a big time celebrity, right? She has crossed over. People know her, all like pop culture. Everybody knows who Meg Thee Stallion is. And regardless of whether or not it's true or not, people go use your name for clout, and you gotta roll with it. Like, you gotta be comfortable to not give a fuck about any of the stuff that people saying, especially when you know they just saying stuff to say stuff. Let's see what else we got here today. Okay, let's talk about Cam Newton's third baby mama. And I
That's a
don't know if,
comedian girl.
yeah, that's the comedian girl. So first and foremost, I don't like her no way, because she tried to talk to my man in the Dominican Republic, and he didn't know who she was.
Hold on.
So, child, please. He was on a little boys trip.
Two chicks on breaking news. Wait a
This was years ago. This was years ago. So I just don't. I'd be like, your little girlfriend. That's our little joke. But like, he told me they was down there. She tried to holler. His homies didn't know who. His homie knew who she was and told him. He's like, I don't know who that is. Kept him moving,
No,
whatever.
he didn't know.
He don't know.
He don't be knowing nobody.
They on the internet, what you say?
He's like, on the internet doing we like, shit, my girl on the internet, what that mean?
Exactly. If you ain't Moneybagg Yo, Gucci Mane, some rapper I ain't never heard of, like, that's his lane. He don't know
Right.
nothing
He's
about
like, I don't
nobody
know
else.
shit about these people.
Right. So Shorty, before she met Cam Newton, she was always talking about baby mamas and, talking shit about them and making it seem like that we've glorified the baby mama and all this stuff. So she was like dogging baby mamas. And so when she became pregnant by Cam Newton,
She
everybody
has
was like,
eaten words. She has
oh,
eaten words.
so not only you a baby mama, but you the third baby mama, and he has six kids. And so recently, she showed up to a comedy club in a Cam Newton jersey dress, which was a very awkward
Yeah, I kept saying that. I know.
fashion choice.
I was like,
I don't
what?
know if I would wear that. She didn't look comfortable. She didn't look like she could breathe. And
I
so
kept seeing a video and I was like, what is Beloved doing? What is going on?
Like, that's not something you, first of all, a jersey dress, those ain't even in. And then two, you can't, you want something you could breathe in when you that pregnant. She like 9.5 months pregnant. Child. And I know she not, but like, she was really big.
I'm just saying, so, child, at the whole thing, because I saw some of it, and it's just like, girl, you eat your word, just eat your word.
Yeah, she said, you know, she was talking all that stuff until the $100 million nigga, you know, was pressuring her to have a baby. And here we are. Now she's baby mama number 3 with child number 6 or 8 or whatever. And you look dumb. And she right. trying to, she still trying to sneak this, girls, by saying, you talk about you never would, but you never had. And so I don't think that that's valid either, because if he really valued you and didn't want you to be a baby mama because he understands your views on a baby mama, don't you think that he would have gave you a ring and then said we could have a baby?
Listen, it sounds like a whoopsie to me.
Sounds like, well, we're here now.
So you gonna have this baby? Well, yeah.
I guess I didn't take the plan B, so I guess we got a few weeks to figure it
like,
out.
How do you just kind of just like push all of what your morals, your standards, and all that to the side, and your justification is, well, he's a millionaire. So now you mm-hmm. sound like a gold digger.
Ding, 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 ding.
So it's okay because he rich?
True.
Okay, girl.
Do you, boo boo? I hope it work out.
I mean, listen, baby. It's a lot of women out here who got babies by rich men who still running back and forth to the child support court trying to get their money, ma'am. But you go ahead. If you think you didn't hit the jackpot, shoot, go ahead, sis. Child.
Yeah, man.
He'll do a Dwayne Wade on you. And be like, I'll take that baby for $3,000. Thank you very much. I'm not giving you shit. Matter of fact, give me the baby. Since you right. need all this support, sounds to me like you're not capable of taking care of this little child. So get in here. Mm-hmm. I got it from mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. Good luck, girl. I mean,
good luck.
The days of thinking you finna to. Thinking that, you know, getting pregnant by a baller is a come up are long gone, girl.
These men are not what they...
They is not going. They are not going.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, Nick Cannon is worth a lot of money, too. But, like, there's no way that he can be a good father to all them kids.
Girl, nah.
Money is not everything. And so,
child, listen. Because, baby, when you get tired and you the one doing them feedings all up at night by yourself and you the one that's got to be riding to the school, the daycare, the doctor, all this, and now you can't get your gigs the way you used to getting your gigs and moving freely and you calling this man and he ain't nowhere to be found because he feel like he didn't pay you enough money to get you a nanny.
Yeah. My thing is, did she really have to do this show?
No.
10.5 months pregnant.
No. She really could have just sat back and been pregnant and just that's it. That's what she could have did. But that conviction, let me tell you, conviction of how you doing some dumb shit.
Won't it? Like, oh, I'm pregnant. I ain't addressed this. Let me go ahead and do a show.
Right. Ooh, I'm a baby mama after I done talked shit about all these baby mamas. Let me go ahead and do a show. Okay, sis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know. Speaking from a 2-time baby mama, let me just say we do not care. We do not care.
Stand you.
We do not care. Sis.
Moving right along. Congratulations are in order for Russell Wilson and Sierra. They've had their 10th child. I mean,
girl.
Seem like they got 10 of them. You know, they got
He ain't been doing shit with Denver, with the Broncos, but he showed on them. Hey. Pop them babies in. Pop. He touchdown on the babies.
He slide right on up in that
slide thing. Right in them joints, boy. He is making those passes land. Do you hear me?
Listen, if Sierra is low-key barefoot and pregnant all the time.
And barefoot dancing and pregnant. Now, girl, shit, I want y'all to sit your ass down.
Shit, somebody, this is how we roll.
Roll your ass somewhere and sit down, shit, before you be rolling again. Nah, the snapback ain't gonna be snapping like it used to. Nah, eventually.
Yeah, cause she ain't she our age? Ain't she in her 40s?
Shit, I think so.
I'm about to look it up. You know, I don't care. I Google Michelle Sierra.
Child of Sierra.
We about to find out.
Sierra Wilson.
She is 38 years old.
Oh, girl, listen. It's gotta be the last one.
These geriatric pregnancies ain't gonna they about to slow up. Listen, that's
you ain't gonna snap back eventually. Alright, you gonna mess around. Well, they got money. She ain't gotta worry about snapping back. What are we saying? We sound dumb. She gonna go get a mommy makeover. Just make sure that when you do it, that's your last one. Like, before you do it, like, be like, all right, is we done? Tell them, tie your tubes, tuck it, pull the titties up, you all set. She could do it all in one walk.
Yeah, so she got Future, Sierra, Wynn, and Amore. I don't know if it's Amore or Amore, but that's the new baby name.
I thought, I just came up with a business idea. I need to make a business plan.
Okay. All right. Don't put it on the pod. Text me later.
All right. I said it. Hopefully nobody heard you. And we got medical professionals. So, all right. Mm-hmm. We're going to make this work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, 10 years ago, in the middle of the night, Beyonce decided to drop her self-titled album, Beyonce, with I think it was 6 songs, well, whatever the number of songs and the videos to match, plus a couple extras. And the world was never the same. Like now everybody try to do these secret releases or now they need videos to go with their song. Like she literally stopped the world. World stopped. And today apparently she decided to put Grown Woman on streaming services.
Really?
Yes. All this time, if you did not purchase that album, you did not have access to
Grown Woman.
I love that song.
I do, it's
the
too. Beat.
It's the way it come on.
Because I want a bit of vengeance. I revisited that today. That was a few skips.
Do you remember? it's definitely two skips for me on the album.
Two.
Hold on. I'm about to pull it up.
I was like, see, this was during a time where I was a fan, but I wasn't like, okay, I wasn't like, yes, girl. This was like, you know, Partition. I was like, okay. Okay, Partition. Okay, Drunk in Love. Yeah.
Okay, so my skips are Haunted. No Angel. Oh, it's more than two skips.
That's why I'm like, oh, okay, you a big fan, cause
Haunted, No Angel. I don't really like Jealous.
Yeah, I definitely skipped that one.
Heaven and Blue can go away too.
I'm gonna have to go back to the album, but yeah, it was some skips for me. It was definitely some skips. I was like, all right, girl,
Yeah, so yeah, you're right. It's a few,
And I was
definitely with some skips.
confusing this with lemonade.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I want to say, yeah. Yeah, this was, she was going through her stage. Because I ain't gonna lie, the Sasha Fierce stage, I was kind of like, all right. Okay, good.
You funny.
Yeah.
Do you know where you do you remember where you were when the album when this dropped?
Sleep.
Or you oh you yeah, you ain't care. That's right.
I made a post.
You
I
ain't care.
actually saw a post. It was a post in my memories about it. And it wasn't shady. It wasn't like, it was just like, I can find it real quick. Let's go back 10 years, five. Oh, what is
Like, I remember where I was. So while you do that, I was in Kansas City because I was on a work trip,
it? Okay.
and I remember we had just got like everybody had just went back to the hotel, and I was just I was chilling. I was up on my computer doing some stuff and things, and next thing I know, I get a text message talking about I think Beyonce dropped the album. I was like, whatever. Sure enough, it was an album, and I listened to it, and I fell asleep listening to it. So that's how I literally remember where I was at. It's crazy.
I said, Beyonce is one smart cookie. She dropped the album without using any marketing because she knew everybody on social media was going to post about it. She only posted one thing and said, surprise, and let the world
Right.
do the rest. Wow. Hashtag no shade.
Look at you.
Yeah. That's what I said 10 years ago.
Well,
Today
if
I
I
would have
could
been
look
like,
at
oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
well, if I would still have my Facebook from 10 years ago, I definitely posted something about it, but whatever. Last story. So we all know Jonathan Majors is, going through this little trial situation, but today videos and audio have been released from the night of the whole situation, excuse me. So, in the video, it's a little grainy at first, but you can see him trying to push Shorty back into the car. Like, get in the back seat, girl. Sit your down, anime. He definitely tried to push her into the car. Then they end up getting out of this SUV, pushing back and forth on the sidewalk, and the nigga takes off running, like literally running for his life while
What?
she's chasing him.
Oh.
So she was chasing him on the street, and then that's the end. That was the end of that. But then you end up hearing, like, the audio that they released is the audio of him talking about she should be more like Coretta Scott King
Yeah, I
and
legit
Michelle Obama.
just listened to, I sent it to you. I legit just listened to it, and I was like, one, I was like, what is he talking about? Because he like, when I'm working, you should be able to tell your friends like John's working, and they should just know, and you have to stick with the plan. We had a plan, and I guess something about her being drunk, and it's like, I was like, what the, I couldn't
Yeah,
even,
here's what I got.
I was
Here's
like
what I got from that situation, though. She went out. He was
that,
working.
yeah.
And he thought that she would have sat her ass down and been there with him or at the house when he got home with some food on the table.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm getting. That's the vibe I'm getting. I feel like she was either supposed to, she should have been with him or she should have been at home doing whatever. Like, he sounded like he didn't care if she was at the crib drunk by herself, but the fact that she was with her friends out drinking seems to be the
Seems a
problem.
problem. Okay.
That was my interpretation of that
Well, I did get that
rant.
part. I did get that part where it seems like her being out and drinking was the problem. because he said I wouldn't care if he was at home drunk. Mm-hmm. I did hear something about food.
Yeah, I couldn't understand what that man was talking about.
I was like, what the is he? Oh, and she just okay.
He might be a diverse learner.
Sure. And she was just like, okay, all right. He was definitely going on a rant. And I was just sitting there thinking, like, I mean, I've been there and sat and listened to niggas rant and go off about dumb shit. And you just be sitting there. But, child, my tolerance. She was just, okay, I'm sorry.
I know.
I would have been like, man, if you don't get the fuck.
I don't think I would have been saying anything. I would have just been letting him talk.
In my head. Like, in my mind. I know in my inside voice would have been like, he shut the fuck up. And I probably would have been trying to like, while he doing all that, I legit would be like getting myself prepared to get into bed or whatever. Just like going about my daily thing. Exactly. Like, yeah. And just like, oh. Okay. And then if I you done? Okay. Good night.
Yeah. Wouldn't have got nothing for me. I was nothing. I would have went to bed.
Now she would have
queen of be quiet.
Listen, look around everybody on mute.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. I will shut down in a minute. And so he could have been doing all that and I legit would be sitting up in the bed. With my hair tied up, like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk to you in the morning, maybe.
Did he say that? All right, you done? Okay. And turn over and go to sleep or turn the TV on.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Like, this trial is kind of, it's interesting, but like, he seems like, he told her, I'm a great man. And like, you
what? I'm a great man.
Big deal. I'm a great man.
I'm doing great things for the culture.
For the culture. For my world, community.
For the world, Craig. And I'm like, do you think this white woman.
She don't understand what you're
she
talking
don't
about.
Know what the fuck. He like, do you know who Coretta Scott King is? No.
Why would you bring her up again?
Why would you even bring her? Coretta is resting in peace. And she probably like, now what this got to do with me?
I know how I get in it.
Michelle and Barack like, now how we get in it? Barack like, he is no Barack. And she like, and she definitely is no Michelle.
At all.
Child.
Anyway. Well, that's the tea I have for you. That's all I got.
Okay.
Because that's enough.
That's enough.
It is. Let me just dump shit. You know how you be trying to find like something exciting to share? And I'll just be like, what the fuck is celebrity news and pop culture stuff anymore?
You want to know why it'd be dumb? So you want to know why it'd be dumb to us?
Why?
Because we don't really give a shit.
At all.
We don't.
I be talking about this stuff like, what I would have did was, and we be like, bitch, whatever.
Right. We don't really give a shit about this shit. It's just all dumb.
Yeah, it's fun. It's for all fun and games for us.
Right. It's fun and dumb. It's dumb and fun.
Stupid. All right, you ready to get into this year in review?
Yes, ma'am. Let me pull up my little listy list.
Yeah, so like, as y'all know, you know, we closing out 2023. It has been an interesting year, to say the least. And so, you know, we got a few little categories we want to run through and, you know, share some of our, you know, tops or favorites or things that we'll remember. So, you know, where you want to start, sis?
We can just go ahead and get into the music and do top albums. We can keep it in order.
Okay. Let's do some albums. Okay, so I know this is one we probably both have on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Renaissance.
Of course.
I bet you I know another one on your list.
Come on.
Jaguar 2.
Of course. That thing got me in a choke hole. Do you hear me? Like, I honestly couldn't think of nothing else because all I'm listening to is Renaissance and Victoria Monet. That's it. That's all I got. But I did add, it's not an album, but I said anything by Alex Asley and Cleo Soul, because I feel like they have been in a bag this year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Alex has been. For
I was like, anything by her. Yeah. And then this one is a late one. You know, of course, me, Little Thug Nation's over here. I had the Too Good to Be True with Rick by Rick Ross and Meek Mill.
Oh,
there's a few bops on there that I enjoy. You know, I like Rick Ross. I like Rick Ross and Meek Mill.
Well, I'm gonna continue to pray for you because one of them is a diverse learner.
I mean, I'm sure. Speaking of diverse learners. I also I kind of enjoyed the Diddy Off the Grid, but it wasn't one, like, I enjoyed it. I was like, okay, this is different. This is a vibe. But if I'm going to be honest, it wasn't something that I kind of like. It didn't have me in a chokehold. But these are albums that I remember going back to and playing. And, like, it's a few songs on the Too Good to Be True that I really like.
Okay, well, I might actually listen to it, but I can't stand Meek Mill. Like, he gets on my nerves.
Oh, like, I feel like Meek. I honestly feel like his bars, like what I like about Meek Mill's is he can rap about anything. So he can rap about being a street dude. He can rap about being, you know, party dude. He can rap about trying to get the girls. I felt like Rick Ross, all his stuff always come back to just being a street dude. Even if they was doing something that's like supposed to be like for the ladies type vibe, he still kind of made it about the streets. And it's like, okay, all right, we get it.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's still a vibe.
I'm going to let you have that because I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. SZA SOS also.
Was that this year or last year, though?
Oh, maybe it was last year. Okay, never mind. See, I got my years mixed up.
Because I was going to add that, but I think that was last year.
You're right. It was in December of last year. So, okay, whatever. Done. These are three other albums that I enjoy that some people might not know about. So, Gravy by BJ the Chicago Kid. I can listen to that beginning to end, no skips. And then I don't know if you know the artist. His name is Friday with two Y's. He has a very unique voice. Like, when you push, I'm a challenge you to listen to it tomorrow. It's like kind of Afro beats, kind of R&B.
Okay.
But his name is Friday, and that's the name of his album.
Okay.
And then I don't know if you remember from like the Country Music Awards, there was a guy who had tattoos on his face and he won like a bunch of awards.
The big guy.
His speech went viral. His name is Jelly Roll.
Okay.
When I tell you his little album is good.
Is it?
It's called Whitsitt Chapel.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check it out because I don't know why Tennessee Whiskey got on my spirit the other day, and I was like that because it's that smooth. It's Tennessee Whiskey. Yeah, so I might have to send me those.
I will. Okay. So that's what I have for like the music. I'm gonna also say that this year, Afro beats and I don't want to say reggaeton, but like the Latin vibe, all of that, it got me this year. Like, I got it all in my music. I can't say an album, but like Burna and David. I always mess it up. I don't know if you go by David O or DeVito or whatever. Okay.
Is that
you
the
know
one,
what I'm talking about though?
Is it the going by? No, that's not it. That's another song. But I think I know what song you're talking about.
Yeah. And then I like the Tims and
WizKid
and all of them. Like, I have like a whole playlist with them in it. It really is a vibe. And then I really like Bad Bunny, and I can understand every third word, so I feel special.
Okay.
because I be listening. Habla español un poquito.
Okay. Mm. Okay. No hablo español. No hablo. No hablo. No, no, no.
Habla. Habla.
No, habla. 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 No. No español.
As much as we eat tacos, you need to start picking up on Spanish.
I thought I had it. No. No español.
Okay. Okay. All right. So those are some, that's some of the music that we listened to this year. How about TV shows, movies? What you got?
Okay. So for me, y'all know that I am a TV girl. So yes. I had to go for things that, I went for things that either put me in shock that I was really invested in, or like stuff that I was like, this, like, it just really, like, I was like, this is crazy. So I have The House of Usher, which was on Netflix. It was like a miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see that?
No.
So this one is, it was based off of a short story by Edgar Allan Poe. And it is about a family and all of the descendants die or get killed in a very weird way. But it's all connected. Really good. Fair Play, it was also on Netflix, was really good. It's about this mm-hmm. couple. It's about a couple, and the girlfriend or the fiance ends up getting a promotion. They work for the same company. She ends up getting a big promotion, and the boyfriend or fiance starts tripping. And you could just, their relationship just goes downhill from there. It's really good, though. Of course, Air, because we love Jordan around here. Sneakerhead, like, I have to go mm-hmm. see that.
Mm-hmm.
Top Boy on Netflix, because that's it. That's all I got.
Okay. So I definitely had.
I was just saying, I just did the little Jamaican when they do that. That was that. Painkiller.
Yes, I will agree with. I agree with Painkiller. Top Boy, those are good.
Very mm-hmm. intriguing. And then for y'all that don't know, your girl loves a good documentary around here. So I have The Curious Case of Natalia Grace, because what the fuck. I'm still waiting for the second part of that. And Shine, sure. Happy People, about the Douglas.
Curious Case of Natalia Grace.
That's okay. About the girl that they couldn't decide if she was an adult or a child. And the parents were okay, trying to say she was trying to kill them. Yeah. And then Shine, Happy People is about the Douglas.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I did mostly TV shows,
okay.
But I did put one movie on here. That movie, Leave the World Behind, or Leave, yeah.
The one that just came out?
The one that just came out.
You liked it?
Yes, I liked it. I thought the movie was great. The ending pissed me off. I think that we need to pay the fuck attention to what is in front of us.
It's happening that right movie. Now. I've noticed that they are saying that shit is happening now. Like, yeah.
Somebody posted online that it's just deers all in random places. Yeah. I don't know if it's real.
Like, they were saying, like, it was deers by the Statue of Liberty. And now the Teslas are going A-wire.
Child. That movie is executive produced by Michelle and Barack Obama.
I said, if they trying to tell us something, me
to pay attention, everybody. So that one is on the list.
I'm gonna have to watch it again for the third time, maybe, and sit down and really pay attention.
Yeah, sit down and pay attention. Give it your undivided, because
put the phone down.
It gives you a glimpse of interpersonal relationships, what happens, how we react when there is no, like, social media, no TV, no nothing. And it's just really like Alfred Hitchcock type movie. It's like a good brain movie. So okay. I liked it. I am currently watching an anime. I am not a huge anime person.
Ooh, I watched the anime this year too.
But Blue Eye Samurai.
Nigga, that's the one.
This child here. I need y'all to pray. I haven't even finished it and I put it on the list. I think we got one more episode to
man,
watch.
Man,
it is so good.
It was so good. So good.
Yeah. And I wasn't prepared. I just want everybody to know that I wasn't prepared for what I would see in this show. It's definitely for adults.
It is rated R.
Should be mature.
Yeah, it probably is. Cause I was now wait a minute.
I was like, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this in an anime. Listen,
I don't watch many animes, but if that's how they getting down, I think I might partake in a little bit more. Show me more like that. That was good.
Okay, so I'm watching that. I think it's great. Things that I have already watched: Swarm, that was on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was pretty good. Queen Charlotte, because I did not watch Bridgerton.
Was that this year?
Yes.
Queen Charlotte was this year?
Yes.
How did I forget that? I had to
confirm. You watch a lot of TV. I don't watch that much TV, so I could tell you what I be watching.
Right. I was like, shit, where do I start? But
yeah, I remember being here in my house, so I know it was this year.
Okay.
I also like Beef on Netflix.
That was a good one. You got some good ones.
Mm-hmm. And then honorable mention goes to Succession.
Even though that's been out for a while, but the final season was this. I watch a lot of TV.
You do,
because I'm catching all these. Like, all top five stars. Mm-hmm,
yes,
four, three out of five. I need to get my life.
So I watched it all this year, like all the seasons,
mm-hmm.
And it was really good. You have to pay attention though, because they talk a lot. It ain't a lot of other stuff. It's all
dialogue
heavy. So that was good. And then last but not least, even though it's pissing me off, these seasons of The Crown, they were good. So that was some honorable mention there.
Okay. I don't know if that was this year, but I will say, I didn't put it on there, but I am enjoying, I love the Yellowstone series. But I think that this season is the last one, and then the new one is the best Reeves. It is a Western type. I know how you feel about Westerns, mm-hmm. but hear me out. It is a Western, but it is based off of like the first Black U.S. deputy or marshal, like one of the first Black U.S. deputy or marshals. So it's pretty good. It's really good. I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
I know you ain't gonna watch it because it's a waste.
I keep trying to, you know, give it some attention, but it ain't made the list yet.
Okay.
Other things I put in honorable mention were Rap Shit and Abbott Elementary, because those are not like brand new shows, but like those are shows that you could continue to watch. They're very, very good. So go ahead and check them out.
I'm not really gonna Rap Shit this season.
Okay. We'll have to talk about that another time.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I actually like it. I like it a lot. And I can
feel like
see
it's
where
getting
they're...
really silly this season.
Silly?
Like some of the stuff that's
a man set himself on fire.
Did he set himself on fire? Did he do that on purpose?
I am 99% sure that man did that on purpose, cause he was in that bedroom with that girl and he couldn't get his dick up because of the drugs. And he, like,
so you go set yourself on fire?
He can't feel nothing.
I'm pretty sure.
He was trying to feel something.
I'm pretty sure all the drugs that was in there, somebody had a blue pill or a honey pack. I still don't understand. Is it a certain kind of honey pack you got to get?
Girl, you talking to a married woman. I do not know nothing about no honey pack, child.
Oh, okay.
That is gas station. That's gas station.
Never mind.
For real, I don't know nothing about the honey packs. I've heard about them, but I haven't
experienced it or dabbled in the honey pack. I'm like, do you just, because now I be low key kind of nervous. Like, now if I put this honey in my tea, because I like honey. I like the honey from Chick-fil-A. Oh, I get the honey pack and I put it on my chicken biscuit sandwich. So I need to know, like, what honey are we using? Because I even put a little honey on my cornbread. I seemed all right. Now, I'm going to have to do some research on this honey.
All right. What books you got on your list? Because I ain't got none.
So that y'all won't think that I'm just a complete couch potato and all I do is sit and watch TV all day. I do like to read. And so I have three. The first one is Black Cake. The series is on Hulu.
Oh, I did read that this year. Okay.
Yeah. So that was a really good read. I was a little, I enjoyed the series up until the season finale because I feel like they veered very far away from the book. Yeah. But I did enjoy the book. Some people said they didn't like the book. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good read and it was an easy read. I have, because I don't just read nonfiction, I read fiction as well. I like to read some self-help, get my mind right. I read 8 Rules of Love by Jay Shetty, which was a really good book. It's good if you are somebody who is looking to be in a relationship, coming out of a relationship, want to know how to just deal with people and love people generally. It's a good book. And then Almost There, which is like it's a spinoff of Princess and the Frog, but it is a thing of, it's like a what if. What was her name? Tiana? What if she would have took in the deal with the voodoo man?
So Disney does these twisted tales.
Yeah, okay. It's a twisted tale. It's called Almost There. And it's basically like, what if she would have took the deal with the voodoo man? Really good read. Really good read. Enjoyed it. So that's all I have with books.
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to bring up a few things that I'm gonna call them viral moments, but these are things that I feel like took over the internet, right?
Okay.
I'm not gonna talk about things that I might have mentioned in the tea, but I don't want to talk about celebrities.
I'm sure. I think those are the only two I got. But come on.
So I'm gonna talk about a few things. So one, our crumbling government has gone viral this year. Like, from Donald Trump being arrested to us not being able to pick a speaker at the House. We look crazy out here in the
John Santos.
Yo, George Santos.
George.
Here buying porn, Botox, Hermes, Spa Days, like on our dime. Like, our government is a viral moment in itself. Like, every week is literally something else. And I'm tired. Y'all,
it is trash. Ghetto.
Mm-hmm. We already knew it was ghetto, but they really showed themselves. A spinoff of that, we are so ghetto that we couldn't even figure out what to do with a Chinese spy balloon that just decided to float its ass across the country.
Oh yeah,
it started on the East Coast and they didn't shoot it down till it was in the middle of America. Are you kidding me?
They were scared.
Of a balloon.
They were scared. America don't want to fuck with China. Let me tell you something. China is the one country that could punk our ass. We don't want to fuck with China. We'll fuck with everybody else. But you notice when it comes to China, we tread real easy. We tread real light around China. We're not fucking with China. So they can bring a balloon over here and that motherfucker just float around and we ain't gonna touch it.
Okay.
It'd be like the baddest one hit my hand.
Exactly. So yeah, we let that happen. Other things. So I'm gonna categorize the next few things as TikTok takeovers.
Okay.
Okay. So the world of dupes. Everything is a dupe. You got a dupe for this and a dupe for that. And I'm not mad at the dupes because sometimes we need the alternative, more affordable version
right.
of expensive things.
Not the gate. Dupes kind of not from the gate.
Not the gate. No, no, no. We want real things. We don't want like counterfeit, fraudulent luxury items.
Right.
But dupes, huge. Girl Dinner, Girl Math, and the Roman Empire. Hilarious. All of them. Yes. I have eaten a girl dinner once or twice myself.
I eat a girl dinner weekly.
I ate a girl dinner the other day. I had some little turkey pepperonis, some everything, bagel crackers.
Listen, it might not be that bad, but I definitely be in here with my favorite. My go-to is chicken nuggets, or as I call them, chicken nuggies and fries.
Okay, girl dinner.
Regularly. I went to the doctor. She was like, you're down 5 pounds. I want to say that's because of the grocery bill. That's what I wanted to say. But yeah, it's girl dinners over here heavy. Real big. Yeah.
The next thing from TikTok takeover is one margarita.
Listen.
That's all. Listen, if you don't know, give me one margarita.
From a podcast episode.
Yes.
And she blew up off that song.
Making money, you hear me?
Doing shows.
Ciao. Hilarious. Keith Lee.
Listen,
I appreciate Keith Lee. There are a lot of critics out here
that give him
a hard. I do too, because he looks out, he really wants to help out mom and pop shops who don't get the attention, black owned businesses that don't get the attention. He goes there, he eats the food, and then miraculously people come. And all it needed was somebody to say the food was good. And he started small. He was just doing this in Vegas where he lived at.
Right.
And it just started blowing up.
Y'all just
and
mad.
And now he's a phenomenon.
Y'all just mad. Some of these cities is mad because y'all food just ain't hitting like that. Chicago ain't got no problem with Keith. And Keith ain't got no problem with Chicago.
At all. At all. And he picked the right fried chicken. He said Harold's is the best fried chicken. And I'm glad he did it when he came to Chicago, because when somebody sent him the sauce and all that stuff, he was way off.
He was eating some spicy chicken stuff. We was like, nah, bro.
I said, no.
That ain't how you eat it. That ain't how that works. So.
A couple more things. Twitter's name changes X. That's a big deal because, like, I still call it Twitter. I can't call it X. I know that's the name of it, but that just seems weird. The submarine that went missing. That was like, honestly, that's probably one of the biggest news stories of this year. Like,
girl, that submarine got on my nerve.
And the last two are just kind of goofy. You remember them big red boots everybody was putting on?
Was that this year?
Yes.
This year seemed long and short at the same time. Because I tell you, I was drawing a blank. And now that you're talking, stuff is coming up, like the introduction of threads from Instagram.
Yes.
Which you still refuse.
I hardly use it
because again I feel like I'm going through the same toxic relationship that I had on Twitter on Threads, where you like I need, if I'm gonna say something, I just don't get, I can write in my journal for that. So yeah, it was the Threads the threads and the introduction of the TikTok shop.
Yeah, oh, TikTok shop. TikTok shop be getting me. I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't gonna hold you.
They only got me, let me see, 1, 2, 3. 3 times. I've only ordered, like,
they got me like 4 or 5.
Yeah, I got 3
they be
orders.
Sending me coupons. I'd be like, chill.
Not them sending you coupons.
They got to leave me alone.
I got the body butter, the Canvas Beauty body butter. Mm-hmm. I got that dang on jumpsuit.
Jumpsuit. Mm-hmm.
And I got the coconut oil pulling stuff.
All right.
Yeah. But no, did I get that upset or Amazon? I saw it go. On. I think I saw it on TikTok and ordered it off Amazon. Because I think around that time, I was still kind of like, I don't trust it. I was still like, if they got it on TikTok, they got it on Amazon. But yeah.
So what do you have for viral moments?
Well, I mean, I feel like you got some really good ones. Mine were the basics, and we talked about them. Carly Russell ass.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot about her.
That shit. Yeah. And all Black people stand up. This one made us proud. The Alabama Brawl.
Yes.
Yeah, those were the ones, because I couldn't think of that, but you came up with all of them. And I feel like it's a chicken salad. Was that this year? Y'all better come and get one of these.
It might be.
It's a chicken salad. I feel like that was this year too. But definitely the TikTok shops, the one margaritas, the what did we just say? The girl dinners. It was something else.
Mm-hmm.
All these little goofy songs.
I went to validate some of the albums, and a lot of these I'll say magazines or online, they're online or whatever, that are talking about best albums of 2023. Just about every single one of them is saying that her album is one of the best of 2023, and it makes me mad.
Ooh.
Fader, Sexy Red.
Ah, no, I'm
I've never listened to
that
a day in my life. But anywho, dang, I forgot what I was about to say. I'm old. Go ahead.
So the next one was Something You Won't Forget from 2023. So I didn't know, like, was this supposed to be like a personal thing or what was this or like some shit? So I, of course, Renaissance concert.
Yeah.
And then I put us going to see Big Frida.
Okay. Okay. Friend time.
Friend time. My little friend date. We had a time. That was a time.
That was a lot of fun.
And then I finally, one of my bucket list things for outside of seeing Beyonce was to walk in the second line. So I got to do that this year too in New Orleans.
Dang, that was this year.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. This year seemed long and short at the same time. Like, it, me going to New Orleans seemed like this year, seemed like that was last year. But I said, I want to go again. I like New Orleans.
I love New Orleans. Things I won't forget. We had 2 high school seniors.
Yeah.
We had 2 proms, 2 graduations, 2 kids going to college. So that was amazing. Definitely the Renaissance tour. I did the Houston show, so that was amazing. And then I'll just say, I'll say getting even closer to D, like, because the kids have been like pretty much out the house, we just been in the house, and mm-hmm. it's just been us. And so we've been spending a lot of time together and just doing stuff together. Okay, all right. All right. Go ahead. What you want people to do? Mind their business, drink water.
Payback. Last back. Yes. That came right on time. But I really like that for y'all. Because that can go left. You know, a lot of times when the kids leave. But y'all, see, y'all is different. I feel like y'all might have been on or something. Because a lot of times, a lot of times when the kids leave and the kids are gone, the kids are grown, that's when couples kind of start to fall apart because they don't have the kids as their foundation. That's their thing that had them in common. But it's cool that you guys are closer now, that you guys are getting closer now that the kids, you know, now that y'all have the house to yourself or whatever. But then also, like, you know, even though y'all been together since they were, you know, little bits, it's like y'all still in y'all honeymoon phase.
Yep.
So that's what I'm like. That might be the new formula.
Hey, I'm loving it. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm loving it for you, friend. I be looking at y'all on TikToks being cute. So what?
Thank you. You got some shit?
Oh, so just briefly, I wanted to talk about this because I'm a woman and we both have uterus. And it just, like, I've been hearing it and I've kind of like, it's been catching my attention where it's like you listen, but then you keep going on about your day. But Kay Cox, she had to flee Texas to have a abortion. She had, she tried to sue the state of Texas to get this abortion. She is pregnant. Well, she was pregnant. She's no longer pregnant because she ended up getting an abortion, but she was pregnant and the doctors discovered that her fetus had some type of illness where the fetus was not going to survive. And if she continued to carry the pregnancy on, it was going to cause harm to her health as well as hinder her from possibly getting pregnant again. So the best solution was to abort the pregnancy. However, in the state of Texas, abortions are illegal. And so it was like at one point she had took it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court basically was like, okay. And then I don't know if it was the Attorney General. I feel like the Attorney General of Texas went back and kind of was like, no, whatever this illness is that she's saying is not enough for her to abort her pregnancy. And I just was like, that's some bullshit. Like, how do you get to determine if the doctor is saying, hey, this is what it is, this is the solution, how can you then in turn around and say, oh no, that's not enough, she can't, like, what is it that you want for this person to have if the doctor is saying that this fetus is not going to survive? What is the problem? And this morning on Good Morning America, they had other ladies, and this one lady's story was just like, I was just like, how do you, we are in the United States of America. How are we in a country where you are telling people that they practically have to die? Like, they have, they have to be close to death in order to save themselves if they're in a medical situation. There was another lady who was pregnant. Her fetus was dying inside of her, and she could not get an abortion because of the state law. And she went to the hospital. She was starting to get sepsis, which is like a severe infection in your body. And they still were not willing to give her an abortion. And I was just like, that sounds insane to me.
It is insane. And
I was listening to, I'm a nerd. I listen to NPR, so I was listening to them this morning and talking about this. And the doctors are terrified to do anything as well because they actually could like lose their license
Their
and be
hands are
fined and
tied.
do all. Yeah, so they don't know what to say or what to do. Like it's actually a terrible situation right now.
Yeah, that's what
And
the lady was saying. She was saying like, the one with the septus, she was saying like when she was in the hospital, like the nurses and the doctors were like legit just on by her side, just like crying in tears, like there's nothing that we can do.
yep. And then like from my perspective, like living in Illinois, we're able to get abortions and all of that. And so I work for, a medical center in Chicago that, is it's the largest birthing center in Illinois, and people are literally crossing state lines just to come here to get abortions.
That's
And
ridiculous.
a lot of them are medically necessary. It's not always just I don't want my child. It's something you sometimes you just have to. And
Right.
so it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I just wanted to bring awareness to that. I just think that that is ridiculous. I don't think that the government should have a right to say what a woman should do with her body, especially when 99% of the people that's trying to make these rules can't even have a baby.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. All right. Well, that has been the last show of 2023. I am so thankful for all of you that listen to us each week. It's actually really good to see the numbers and to see, where you all are from and, how often you listen and what else you listen to. And so it's pretty dope having a supportive audience. So thank you all for that. And next time you hear this voice, it will be 2024. So until then, sis, what you got for them?
Drink your water, be a blessing, and have a great holiday. Mind your business. That's how you can do it.
Peace.
Bye.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Woo-hoo! Merry Christmas.
Happy Chanukah.
Happy Chanukah.
Bye. Bye.